We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support. All right, it's time to find out which blog Jeff chose this week, and then we'll find out which one I chose this week. We read a lot of blogs. I think my list is up to 186 different blogs that have the Issues Etc. widget there, that little badge that says Issues Etc. links to our website. You can get it for your blog, by the way, by going to our website, issuesetc.org, click promote, and you'll find the widget there and the way to link it to your blog. And when you have, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Tell us it's on your blog. We'll put it on the list, and we'll consider it every week for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. All right, Jeff, what have you picked this week?
By the way, my pick last week, Pastor Eric Brown, a confessional gadfly, he says he really likes me, but not so much you. Because I've picked his for Blog of the Week twice, but you've never picked him.
Confessional gadfly.
Confessional gadfly.
I know it's on the list. All right. Well, you know, we don't pick the same one, and we never consult about this beforehand, I mean, in any real serious way. Did you get your Blog of the Week? Yes, I did. Jeff will tell me which one he picked, so I know it's not the one I picked. But we've never picked the same one.
Okay, so my blog post is from Cyberstones by Pastor David Peterson. It's titled, Some Thoughts from Leonidas on the Church Militant. If nations knew what war would cost, how long it would take, what terrible complications and consequences it would have, they would never wage war. The hubris of men is nowhere more clearly seen than in those who start wars. The same naive thinking afflicts us again and again. We think war will be quick and glorious. We are guilty of the same hubris in the ministry. We think we can hatch a plan, engage in a campaign of niceness and catechesis that will turn our enemies into friends and make us into great entrepreneurial successes, or that we can at least be more clever than our fellows and win their honor by our spiritual superiority. But the ministry is as bloody, tedious, and uncertain as the siege of Syracuse or the slow march through the Pacific toward Japan. It takes time and it costs lives. Some martyrs bleed on the inside and are only known by the saints in heaven. War is never quick. The outcome is never certain. No plan endures on the battlefield, and sometimes the best trained, most qualified, and experienced soldiers are taken out in an instant by the random and impartial violence of war. I have sons of my own, both in the flesh and in the spirit. I too worry for them and fear for them. Will they be comforted with the comfort God would give? Will they know the joy that He has for them when so many live without it? Will they recognize the snares the enemy has laid for them? I should not fear nor worry. The weaknesses in our wall are all strategic. The wall is kept by the Lord. He gives us a share in His kingdom and thus honors us. He uses us even as He used the holy martyrs of old. But in this we cannot fail. If God is for us, who can be against us? Really, who? God is also for our sons. Though we would spare them suffering if we could, their character is not hurt by bloody noses and broken hearts, by wounded hip sockets, or even by the fear that drives them back to the cross, to ever greater dependency and gratitude for the grace of God that forgives sins and sees to the war. If the enemy advances, coming as they might by weakness in our lines, causes us to rally once again around the standard, a bronze serpent on a pole, a carved image of a bloody man on a cross, then this too is most obviously good, and is in fact not a retreat at all, but the actual defeat of our enemy. And there around our standard we find fellowship, brothers. All have failed at times, all have cried in fear and sorrow and given in, but so also there are heroes here who held the line, who pulled another out of the fire, who did not love their lives to the end, who brought us comfort and turned our eyes to the east and to the coming of the sun. My blog post of the week, Cyberstones by Pastor David Peterson.
Man, that guy can write. He can write.
Well, he was quoting from...
The whole thing was a quote?
Yes, yes.
Wow. Wow. I'd like to know where he got it. That's amazing. That's good enough for both blog picks. But I have one of my own, by the way. It comes from not Cyberstones, but Cyber Brethren, a familiar blog to many. Pastor Paul McCain is its author. He's written one called Church Inc. and Why Imitation is No Strategy for Lutheranism. He writes in part, "This is modern evangelicalism today. Everything right and wrong about it. Right? Passion for outreach. Getting people involved in a church who are not involved. Can't criticize them for their intentions of wanting people in touch with God. Wrong? Pandering to the lowest common denominator, the statement, we want you to be who you are because when that happens, the world becomes a better place, is wrong, dead, and deadly wrong on so many levels. Now, here's my question," writes McCain. "Why would the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod want to imitate these trends, techniques, and gimmicks? I've said it before, but I'll say it again. No business in the world would think of rebranding themselves simply to try to be a carbon copy of their competition. It's institutional suicide," writes Paul McCain at his blog, Cyber Brethren. We'll post both of these picks, both Jeff's and mine, at our website tonight, issuezetc.org.